Hello, Fiona Ritchie with you. Thanks a lot for joining me and welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock.
When on the hill the evening star tells Barton time is needing my job, and out and free the furrowed field return to death and weary old. Down by the burn where scented barks would you are hanging clear, my Joe, and I'll meet thee on the leading my kind deed. At midnight hour in Mark's Glen I drove on near be weary, oh, and if through the glen I gate thee my ain kind deedy, oh, and although the night were ne'er so wild and I were ne'er sae weary, oh, now meet thee on the leering my ain kind deedy, oh. Now the hunter the morning sun to rouse the mountain deer, my Joe, and at noon the fisher takes the glen adown the burn to steer, my Joe. Give me the ewe o' gloaming grey and makes my heart say cheerio. I'll meet thee on the leading my ain kind deedy, oh. Give me the ewe o' gloaming grey, makes my heart say cheery, oh, to meet thee on the leading my ain kind deedy, oh.
The Paul McKenna Band. Singer-songwriter Paul McKenna combines traditional songs with his own writing, and like many of today's young singers in Scotland and beyond, he has turned just there to the work of a man born 2.5 centuries ago for a classic love song to add to the band's repertoire. More and more artists from across musical and national borders are discovering that this remarkable man's legacy of songs and poems add heart and soul to their performances. In a short life spanning 37 years, he created timeless works. Although at one time, the only way you would have heard a Burns song sung would have been in a very formal delivery to piano accompaniment, hands clasped in earnest throughout. But one of the people to really broaden our musical mindset towards Robert Burns was Dick Gochan. In 1981, when he recorded Song Composed in August, people noticed the difference. And this live version was recorded by Dick Gochan in December 2007.
Written by Robert Burns. Now whistling winds and slaughtering guns bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on wavering wings. bloomin' heather. Now I'm waving green, wild o'er the plain, the light's the weary farmer. The moon shines bright as I roll tonight to muse upon my charmer. The partridge loves the fruitful fells, the plover loves the mountains, the woodcock haunts the lonely dells, the soaring hare the fountains. Through lofty groves the cushat roves, the path of man to shun it, the hazel bush o'erhangs the thrush, the spreading thorn the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social join and leagues combine, some solitary wonder. Avaunt, away the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion, the sportsman's joy, the murdering crime, the fluttering gory opinion. But Peggy Dean, the evening's clear, swift flies the skimming swallow. Sky is blue, the fields in view, all faint green and yellow. Come, let us drink our gladsome way and view the charms of nature, the rustling corn, the fruited thorn. Every happy creature will gently walk and sweetly talk till the silent moon shine clearly. I'll grasp thy waist and fondly press, swear how I love thee dearly. Not vernal sham words to budding flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear can be as thou to me, my fair, my lovely charmer.
A fond kiss, and then we sever. A fair wheel, and then forever. Deep and heart run tears, I'll pledge thee. warring sighs and groans, I'll wait thee. Who shall say that fortune grieves him, while the star of hope she leaves him? Me, nay, cheerful twinkle lights me, dark despair around me. Shall blame my partial fancy. Nathan could resist my Nancy, for to see her was to love her. Love but her. Had we never loved, see kindly, had we never loved, see blindly, never met or never parted, we fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart run tears, I'll pledge thee.
Carina Hewitt and one of the world's great songs of parting, A Fond Kiss, by Robert Burns, who wouldn't have encountered the sound of an electro harp, but might well have felt it complemented the emotion in his lyric there. That his songs have endured for over 200 years may not have surprised him, though, as he himself was so passionate about the power of Scots melody and the poetry in the traditional fragments he was collecting back then. So let's enjoy three more artists coming home to the songs of Robert Burns: Jim Malcolm, Emily Smith, and first Ed Miller, who says he's always had several Burns songs in his repertoire, and he agrees with the writer who described the songs of Robert Burns as lyrics of gold made from traditional ore. Here's one of the fragments he built upon. Corinne Pawart joins Ed Miller for Braw Lads o' Gallawater.
lads on Yarrow Braes, they rove among the plum and heather, but Yarrow Braes nor Ettrick shores can match the lads o' Gallow Water. Braw, braw lads.
Lothian lads are black as deals, and Selkirk lads are no much better. I'll kelp my coat upon my knee, and I'll follow the lad o' the Gallow Water. Braw, braw lad. Although his daddy was nil,
yet rich and kind as truest love will tend her flocks by the Gallow Water. Braw, braw lad. It ne'er was wealth, it ne'er was wealth that caused contentment, peace or pleasure. The bands and bliss or mutual love, oh, that's the chiefest world's treasure. Braw, braw lads.
Castle o' Montgomery, green be your woods and fair your flowers, your waters never drumly. Their summer first unfold her robes, and there the longest tarry, for there I took the last farewell. Oh, my sweet Highland Mary. Oh, sweetly bloomed the gay green birk, how rich the hawthorn's blossom, as underneath their fragrant shade I clasped to my bosom the golden hour. On angels' wings flew o'er me and my dearie, for dear to me as light and life was my sweet Highland Mary. Again, we tore ourselves asunder, but to fell death's untimely frost that nipped my flowers early. Now green's the sod and cold's the clay, the drab keeps my Highland Mary.
Emily Smith, Riggs O'Barley, one of Byrne's most popular songs, set to a traditional reel he handpicked to match perfectly to the lyric there. We also heard Jim Malcolm with Mary Morrison, a very early lyric the poet called one of his juvenile works. Auld Lang Syne, one of the world's best loved songs, we're going to hear that, to Burns' original melody from Jim Malcolm later on. Also Eddie Reader and June Tabor. Join me online to learn more about the music featured here on Thistle. We'll post a playlist of this week's programme with full details there, and there's a whole lot more besides, along with archive playlists and loads of other stuff at thistleradio.com. More musical innovation and tradition inspired by Robert Burns here next. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie with more songs of Robert Burns, timeless and contemporary. Love songs, songs celebrating nature, these come easily to mind when we think of Robert Burns, his farming life in rural Scotland in the second half of the 18th century. But he lived in challenging times and was moved to write about those too. The transatlantic slave trade, the political union of Scotland and England earlier in his century, the Scottish Civil War just over a decade before his birth, known as the Jacobite Rising. These were some of the worldly subjects that concerned Burns and gave us three of his most riveting songs, coming up now from Feisty Bisms, Rod Patterson and Eddie Reader.
It was in sweet Senegal, where my foes did me enthrall, for the lands of Virginia, Virginia, oh. Torn from that lovely shore, I must never see it more, and alas, I am weary, weary, oh. All on that charming coast, there's no bitter snow or frost like the lands of Virginia, Virginia, oh. Where streams forever flow and the flowers forever grow, and alas, I am weary, weary, oh. This burden I must bear, while the cruel scourge I fear, in the lands of Virginia, Virginia, oh. And I think on friends most dear, with a bitter, bitter tear, and alas, I am weary, weary, oh. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh.
Scottish fame, fair weelur ancient glory, fair weel even te, poor Scottish name, sae famed in martial story. Now Sir Crans o'er the salty sands, and we drum stead the ocean, the mark where England's province stands, sic a parcel of rogues in the nation. What force or guile could not subdue to money warlike ages, as rock now by a coward few, for hireling traitors' wages. The English steel we could disdain, secure in Valor Station, but English gold has been urbane, sick of us of rogues in the nation.
Jacobites by name, Londoner, Londoner, ye Jacobites by name, Londoner, ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, and your doctrines I must blame, and you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame. You shall hear what's right and what is wrong by the law, by the law. What's right and what is wrong by the law. What's right and what is wrong, a short sword and a long, a weak arm and a strong. Far to draw, far to draw, a weak arm and a strong, far to draw. What makes heroic strife, fame to fire, fame to fire? What that makes heroic strife fame defy? What makes heroic strife to whet the assassin's knife or haunt a parent's life? We bloody war, or haunt a parent's life. We bloody war. Alone in the state, I let your schemes alone in the state. I'll leave your schemes alone, adore the rising sun, and leave a man alone to his fate, I leave a man alone to his fate. Jacobites by name, London ear, ye Jacobites by name, London ear, ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, and your doctrines I must blame, and you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame. Shall hear.
Eddie Reader, ye Jacobites by name. Although he was a supporter of the Jacobite cause to restore the Stuart monarchy to the British throne, Robert Burns knew that their battles would only lead to more suffering among the ordinary men drafted to fight and the families they would leave behind. Having grown up in a country in the aftermath of civil war, he understood that war is not the answer. June Tabor ahead with one of Burns' best-known songs in standard English, Oh My Love's Like a Red, Red Rose, and here's Jock Tamson's Bairns with one in Scots, I Walk in Awe, Always Awake.
Summer's a pleasant time, flowers of every colour, the waters run over the hawk, and I long for my true lover. I walk in awe, walk in I am weary, sleep I can get near. Thinking on my dearie, I walk in awe. When I sleep I dream, when I walk I'm eerie, for sleep I can get none, for thinking on my dearie, I walk in awe, walk in I am weary, sleep I can get nane, for thinking on my dearie, I comes on, and all the live are sleeping. con my bonny lass, and I blear my in with greeting.
I walk you know, walk in I am weary, sleep I can get name for thinking on my dearie. I lose her will, her father lose her better, and I lose the lass myself, who's me I canna get her.
I walk in all, walk in I. I can get name for thinking on my dearie. I walk you know, walk in I am weary. Sleep I can get name for thinking on my dearie.
And I will come again, my
forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot for old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for old lang syne. And surely you'll be your pine stoop, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll tag a cup o' kindness yet for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll tag a cup o' kindness yet for old lang syne. We twa hae run about the braes and pu'd the gowans fine, but we've wandered mony a weary fet sin' auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for tak a cup o' kindness yet for old lang syne. We both hae paidled in the burn frae morning sun till dine, but the seas between us braid hae an old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for old lang syne. There's a hand, my trusty friend, and gie's a hand o' thine, and we'll tak a lift good willy waft for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, tak a cup o' kindness yet for old lang syne.
Jim and Susie Malcolm with Auld Lang Syne, and they sang it to the melody Burns had actually chosen for the song. Then they played out with the one everyone uses today, which was added posthumously by his last publisher. Many Scots singers nowadays are reverting to that original Burns melody. Ferrantosh up ahead on the Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. A radio programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a thistleradio.com production. We post our programme playlists on our website each week. Just check until you see this week's one. And playlists are archived from previous weeks too at our website, where you'll find lots of features to explore and enjoy. It's all at thistleradio.com. And if you'd like us to send you a programme playlist, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Well, Burns was a prolific collector of Scottish melodies as the musical settings for his verses. Here's the tune he used for Ye Banks and Braes, O Bonnie Doon. And like all our contributors this week, Ferrantosh have developed it for us in ways Burns would probably have loved. Thanks a lot for joining me. Let's do it again next week.
Thank you.
The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Find out more and listen again online at thistleradio.com. Support for NPR comes from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, working to improve the quality of people's lives by supporting the performing arts, the environment, medical research and child well-being. Information is available at ddcf.org. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. The William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people from diverse backgrounds and ensure that they reach their fullest potential. More information is available at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.